Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder's Story. Today we have Dyron Bush, the CEO of Theogony Financial and a verified pro with Intuit. I'm very excited because tax season is coming up again. I can't believe it for 2024. And Dyron, I want to know more information. I want to know all the things that I don't know, but I need to know. Before we even get into that, what was your journey like and why did you get into taxes?
Well, I've always done taxes my whole life. Believe it or not, I used to do taxes in high school. Of course, it was a different time. It was a different time back then. You can imagine what would happen in modern times right now where teachers would actually give their financial information to the students and the students would do their taxes. You can imagine the calamity from that. But to flash forward, I decided to start my firm, Theogony Financial, in 2008, in the midst of the financial crisis. So I've had this business for a while. And in 2023, Intuit contacted me and they wanted me to get involved in a joint venture.
So the last few months, I've been practicing how to learn Spanish because it is really a passion of mine. I've been using Rosetta Stone. Why? Because it immerses you in the language without having translation. So you can really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It starts naturally with words, then phrases, and soon you're forming sentences designed for long-term retention, which has always been my issue. They even have a built-in true accent speech recognition that acts like a personal trainer for your accent. It gives you instant feedback on your pronunciation. It has flexible learning on desktop and mobile. You can fit language learning right into your schedule anytime, anywhere. Here's the amazing value. Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership with access to all 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Korean, and so many more for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Founder Story listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com and use the word today, T-O-D-A-Y. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off rosettastone.com. Use my code today for a great deal. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy. You simply pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I can get money in quick as 15 minutes. Plus, you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. It's the best way to get daily fantasy in most states, including California and Texas. I've been using Prize Picks to play daily fantasy. One of my favorite lineups was Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. It was awesome to see those hit. When my picks win, I can cash out in as little as 15 minutes. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code FOUNDERS, F-O-U-N-D-E-R-S, and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code FOUNDERS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
So that's basically what happened with my journey.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, how is that feeling being in the industry for 15 years when Intuit, one of the largest in the industry, comes to you with this joint venture?
Yeah, it was quite overwhelming. It was quite overwhelming initially, but I was approached in this last year and a half with Intuit. It's been a real whirlwind. I was able to go on the news on Channel 2 twice. They were so impressed with my performance the first time I was on Channel 2 that they actually asked me back. I was on the series with Amy Davis and her other co-host, Ms. Hernandez. So, and then after that, Intuit was able to get involved with, allowed me to, they wrote 3 articles, one in MSN, one in Business Insider, and also Business Insider and USA Today. Basically, it's been kind of wild. Intuit allows 100% guaranteed accuracy on their tax returns. My client base has grown exponentially.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, I think when you stick to an industry and you really become an expert in the industry, it opens up doors. So taxes are just one of those things that most of us, we don't want to think about it. I think we get a lot of stress because we don't know a lot about it. So what are you finding when it comes to like what business owners need to know, or what are some things that, some focuses that you have around being savvy when it comes to filing taxes or making sure that we are doing what we can to maximize?
Well, it's certain things you can take advantage of. One thing you can do that I did for one of my clients was quite innovative. My client came to me and he owed $50,000 in back taxes, which is never good, right? So we sat down and did some tax planning. So what I told him was, is what he did mention that he purchased a new truck. So they have a provision in the tax code. It is called Section 179. So basically what he did was, advised him to do, was to take Section 174, which is a special depreciation, and take the full depreciation. So basically what he did was he took the full depreciation for that year and offset his tax debt. It was quite amazing to see what happened.
Yeah, those are like those things, unless you're an expert and you really know, we would have no idea. So what do you suggest to people that they can do throughout the year, so when tax time comes up, they have a lot of things ready to go, reporting, you know, whatever they need in order to make your job easier?
One thing that I personally do is I keep a folder and I keep track of all my tax information as it relates to charitable contributions or anything along as the year goes along. You just take that and just throw it into the folder. So at the end of the year, you have everything together, opposed to you searching around your desk, trying to find these documents, or in some cases where you have to reinvent the wheel, right? You have to actually go back to these companies and say, hey, can you send me another copy? And all that takes time. And in some cases, when you need a refund, you need it quickly. You know, so that's the best step. Yeah. Another thing you can do as well is make sure that you are paying the right amount of, you're getting the right amount of federal withholding taken out of your check. If I had a penny for every person that told me that they didn't realize they weren't paying enough in federal holding, I'd be a rich man. And that's a true statement. Because actually what it is, if you go to a certain website, they have payroll calculators. And what you can do is put in your yearly income, you put it in there, and they'll tell you what, at the end of the year, what your federal withholding obligation will be. So if you find yourself on track of being below that, then you need to go to payroll immediately and change your withholding from, it might be one for holding, you know, it might be three for withholding, and then you just move it to one or zero. So you get the correct amount of money being taken out of your check.
Wow. Yeah, that's something I never even knew. And I appreciate you saying that. So what are some, I know a lot of people are feeling the squeeze financially now, right? Whether it's housing or cost of goods, cost of items. So what are some of the under the radar tax strategies, or maybe, like you said before, some unique things that people might not know about that you're looking into?
One thing to take advantage of tax code is relocating. You can actually relocate to Florida or Texas that has very taxpayer friendly tax implications in those particular states. You can also do get a digital nomad visa and work as a remote worker from Portugal or Estonia. You know, and they have a program for that. They allow.
Hey everyone, I'm not sure if you've heard, but our show Founders Story is now available on the iHeartRadio app. So check that out, iHeartRadio online, or you grab the app. It's super easy. You can listen to all of our episodes wherever you enjoy your podcasts, whether that's iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. But check it out.
Allow you to get a lot of tax breaks doing stuff like that. And then lastly, I would say, which is really poignant to a lot of people who have retirement or invest in the stock market. It's a little provision that allows you to what they call tax loss harvesting, right? So basically what this is, if I'll give you an example of tax loss harvesting, is if I had a capital gain of $10,000 and then I had a loss of $4,000. So to offset that $10,000 at the end of the year, that I'm going to be taxed on that capital gain when I sold the stocks, I would sell the loss. I would sell the loss to capture the loss at the end of the year to offset the gain. So basically, what would happen is when the stocks that I already sold at $10,000, I would sell the ones that are a loss. I would sell them at a loss. And this would happen at the end of the year. Specifically, it happened maybe around December 15th or December 31st. So I would take the loss and offset the gain. So ultimately, instead of me getting taxed on the $10,000, I'd be taxed on the $6,000. Okay? And then after 31 days, you can repurchase the stock. So these are the provisions that you can take advantage of. There's definitely a lot more, but I would say these are type of things that you can look at. That a lot of people have moved to Texas and moved to Texas for tax advantages.
Yeah, I'm really interested in that digital nomad. That it seems very fascinating. I think I know a lot of people that are taking advantage of that. So I know there's a lot more that you could share, and we only have a limited amount of time. So if people want to get in touch with you, they want to find out for more information, how can they do so?
Yeah, you can visit my website at www.taxman.today. You can do that. Or you can call me at 832-431-4399. Or you can call me at the other number. My alternate number is 832-453-7260. Okay? My email is DyronBush@taxman.today.
Well, Dyron, the tax man, I really appreciate your time. This has been great. I learned a lot in the last few minutes. So I want to keep doing more research. 2024 is ending, which is insane. We're already back to filing again in a few short months. But thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, no problem. You take it easy, okay?
Thank you for tuning in to Founder's Story. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.